Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the International Black Summit Network. This is Jakaysha and Jerry. Jerry, are you there with us? Okay, he'll be joining us soon. And I know we're going to have a special guest host, and that will be Joyce. And let's check in, see if Jerry's with us. Let's open his line. Are you with us, Jerry? Okay, let's keep going here. Jerry.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, sister?
Okay, okay. I think we started a few minutes late here, so just want to apologize and thank our listeners for being right here with us. I saw earlier our guest, I think she'll be coming back on, and just really great for everyone to be here, and I'm going to be going back and forth to you, Jerry, for you to, you know, come in. I'm asking if you'll do our declaration.
Has arrived.
Okay, we got more people coming aboard. Great, great.
Yes, I got. Yeah, I'm gonna do the declaration. I'm gonna do it. Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here is what the International Black Summit is all about. This is where we actually ground ourselves. This will tell you a lot about the International Black Summit. So just listen as Jerry brings us the Declaration of the International Black Summit.
Okay, it says Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except being. We assert that we are responsible for generating communities as possibilities and distinctions. We listen for and grant being to the possibilities and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibilities of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our communities, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlantic, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, for our ancestors, moments of silence, please. Thank you. Back at you, Shakaysha.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, Jerry. I tell you, we're going into our 20th year anniversary, and every time I hear the declaration, I hear it anew. And I can see the growth. I can see the revolutionariness. I can hear the love that's there in the declaration each time that it's read. So thank you so much.
No problem.
This is the International Black Summit Talk Show being brought to you from the International Black Summit Network. We're here every Sunday. We're at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you have to figure out all those other times wherever you are. In fact, I am in Okinawa, and right now it's 9 o'clock a.m. and it's actually Monday. So we bring you our show from around the world. It is truly global. And one of the things that the International Black Summit has brought me personally and is available to all is the globalness. You'll meet people from all around the world. And I bring that up because we will be having our annual event in Baltimore, Maryland, BMOR, on August 6th through August 9th. And we're sending out an invitation to everyone new and everyone old to be with us in Baltimore, BMOR. So, Jerry, are you going to be with us in Baltimore?
Yes.
Yes, and Jerry, just to kind of give our audience what's available from listening to our show and being at the summit, can you just give us like maybe a couple of minutes of history about how you found the International Black Summit?
Well, basically, somebody gave me a number, and they said call the summit. And well, I'll never forget, it was early Sunday afternoon. It was the beginning of last summer. And I was contemplating the call, and some told me to call. And the first show, when that hour, it was approaching 8 o'clock, I was a little nervous. And I called, and then I start calling like every Sunday. And I started loving it, and I started learning about the conversation, and I started learning about us as African descent, that we need to empower ourselves and our communities globally. And I started loving it. And then, little by little, I became a summit, member of the summit, January 8th of this year. A month later, I became a talk show host, and then, I'm going to declare myself as the facilitator at the summit. And what the summit had done for me had opened my eyes up that I could do more in my community. I feel that I have an obligation to help where I live at, to empower, to nurture. And the summit had helped me to be a better person, to be a better leader.
And wow.
Be a better leader. And I think, and actually people have seen it.
Wow, that is fantastic. And I, one of the hosts and been working with the show for many years, just want to thank you for hearing the call. One time somebody asked, how do you find out about the summit? How do you get through the summit? And one of the things one of the people said is that you'll hear the call. And I can tell that you heard the call, Jerry. And I just thank you for actually stepping forward and, just taking it on. And I want to say to the listeners, you can call in and discuss the show with us, have questions about the summit, how to get to the summit. The summit is an annual event, so we'll be talking about different things with the summit, but it's not just only the annual event. And you can call us at area code 646-716-9827 if you'd like to have questions or like to share comments. Jerry, will you give the number for the oxygen room?
The oxygen room number is 218-862-6420. The access number is 797-4834. And I will say it again on the 850.
Okay, great. And I'm just going to repeat it one more time because people might be out there like me searching for the pencil. And so the number is 218-862-420, and then it'll ask for a PIN number, and then just type in 797 1-888-348-3434 and hit the pound symbol. So that's how you can join us. When you come in on the 646 number, you'll hear a computer-generated type of voice, and they'll tell you you're joining the line. And if you have a question, to press 1, and on our switchboard, that'll show your hand is up. And already I see that we have a couple of people with us. One hand is up at area code 347-776-7817. So I'm going to just come to you for a minute, and you can tell us hello or make a comment, and let's see what's cooking with you.
Hey, this is Glenn Greenwich.
Yes.
How y'all doing out there? I'm just letting you know that it is a wonderful day. I am a little pressed, but I always have time for the International Black Summit. The summit is summit has contributed immensely to my life and to my ability to get things done in my life and to be with people. And what I mean by that is being able to right now, for example, I'm with a family whose father is 89 years old, and he's right on the precipice of his life, and it looks like it's going to be the last day or two. And, you know, I'm able to be with the family in a way that is comforting and supportive of what they're going through, and also helping them to move forward into, you know, what will be next for themselves, and of course for their father who's about to make his transition. So, you know, that's the summit is the summit has me be a better me.
Fantastic! Wow, thank you so much for sharing that. And I think you hit the nail right on the head, Glenn, when you said that something or some of the things that's possible out of your participation with the summit is to be able to share as deeply as you just shared with us so that we can really get what's possible for us in our lives with our family members and with friends, who we can be for them, who they are for us. And I'm going to ask you, Glenn, if you'll just take over for a little while.
Sure.
And just kind of, you know, help things go the way you were looking at them to go. I'm going to go away. Our caller guest was here earlier, so I'm going to just let her know where we are on, you know, what page we're on. And you just go ahead and take it on. I'll keep our connection open. So back
okay,
to
great.
You and Jerry.
Okay, great. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Keisha.
Peace, my brother.
Peace, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm fine. Oh, I forgot. We have I have another announcement. Our talk show host, we're raising money. We're having a fundraiser to have premiums so we can have more lives. If you want to send a donation, it's ibstalkshow@gmail.com. I would say it slowly. ibstalkshow@gmail.com. I will announce it again on the 850. Okay, back at you, Glenn.
Very good, very good. Thank you, brother. So tonight we're gonna be looking at two different summits. The Memphis summit. What's the other summit that we're gonna be looking at, Jerry? Do you recall?
The Memphis and Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, that's right. I couldn't remember that one. I apologize. I don't have my notes in front of me. I'm just ran out of the hospital to get on this call. It's been one of those kind of evenings. But, you know.
I have the question in front of me.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. Then let folks know.
Okay, it fills up and says, who I am, I be as a conscious creator of my life and community.
Great. That's, you know, one of the things that we looked at Philadelphia at that point in time is is who, and there was an inquiry, which was to look to see who am I and what am I up to in being a conscious creator of my life. And, you know, interesting enough, that was the year, that was actually an election year, and we're actually, we're competing with the Republican convention that was in Philadelphia at the same time. And, you know, one of the thing, one of the amazing things was that when we looked to book a hotel, every hotel told us that it would be impossible. And one of the things that we were determined to was to have it in Philadelphia. And Nancy, who was heading up the events team, said, "I'm going to have it in Philadelphia. We're going to find a hotel," and she did. And so Philadelphia was very much so a miracle in that we were standing in a place, we were being told that we wouldn't have it there because there was no space left, and we were still able to have it in Philadelphia. So that kind of speaks to the power of intention, the power of standing in a place, and the power of creation. So all of those things were present at the Philadelphia Summit. You know, one of the other things I wanted to add about Philadelphia is that, you know, and not just Philadelphia, but all the summits are really about you bringing your life and your life experiences to the table and allowing the summit and the summit conversation
has left the conference.
And the summit conversation to really propel and use the distinctions of the International Black Summit to really forward your life. So you know, so I'm in the situation now where a close family friend is making this transition, and who I am able to be is with the family in a way that is very, very powerful and very supportive. And the summit has given me some distinctions. For example, it's given me the distinction, no right way to
has
be.
Arrived.
And so with no right way to
has
be.
Has left the conference.
We are able to notice that there is no right way for them to interact with their father. You know, people are expressing their grievingness different ways, and allow them to, for each of them to hold it however they need to hold it for themselves, and not making them wrong. So that's a particular distinction that I've been able to apply in this conversation in this past few days as I engage the family as to what's next and supporting them in having their lives and their father's transition be great.
Clara
has arrived.
Oh, I see.
And Glenn, this is Tricacia.
Has left the conference.
Yes, go ahead, Tricacia.
Yep, and I just spoke with Joyce, and she'll be calling in and joining us soon, probably within 5 minutes. So, you know, just wanted to give you an update on that. And once again, invite people to call area code 646-716-9827 if you have a comment or a question. And back to you, Glenn.
Very good, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Tricacia. As you can see, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. We have various topics, but right now we're focusing on our 20th annual event that's happening in Baltimore, so we're specifically focusing on that between now and August. But what we normally do is we have opportunities and a couple of different shows that we are available for our listeners to kind of tune into. We have health and wellness. We have wealth building. We have a youth show. We have a relationship show. And those are some of the topics that we get into a little bit more detail. And we spend an hour on those themes. So those are some of the things that we specialize in and kind of hone in on. We also have a website called www.blacksummit.org, and we've got a site where you can sign up and engage people in different kinds of dialogues and conversation. So it's really a social network site, but it also provides information about our events and certainly has the declaration and some of the other things that we're doing. Back to you. Anything for you, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. I want to announce it again that we having a fundraiser for our premiums so we can have more lines, so it could be more people opened up. So if you want to send a note or definitely a donation, our email is ibstalkshow@gmail.com.
Right, so and one of the things I want to say about that is that we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people to advertise their businesses and their services, and we're looking to forward the conversation of business and support of businesses. So that's what we're looking to do, and we look to create the premium level so that we can actually have more people call in. Right now we've got a limitation of 6 lines that we can actually have calling into the show. Now we've been able to do some things to support that, the expansion of that, but bottom line that we're looking to be able to provide a bigger and better service for our people calling in.
And this is Chiquita. Once again, you can do that by contacting us at ibstalkshow@gmail.com.
Excellent. So we've been talking a little bit about Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Summit. And one of the things that I want to share with you is that at all the summit events, there is personal information that's being shared. And so we actually are not at liberty to share the personal information, but we certainly can share information that about myself in terms of breakthroughs and the experience that I've had at various events. And so if you'll notice, I'll always talk about what I did and what I learned and what I've gotten. And the interesting and powerful thing about the International Black Summit is that there's 100 people, there's 200, there's 300 people in the room, and each person will get something completely different. So the power of it really has to do with what I'm up against, what are my personal goals, my personal limitations. When you talk about the International Black Summit, one of the things that you begin to see when you engage in this conversation is the limitations that you put on yourself. So I get to see what limitations I put on myself in terms of being able to do and accomplish things that I say that I'm committed to doing. And you've now got a body of people in that room who are all committed to lots of different things, and we all are looking at what's stopping us and looking at how to break through and how to expand and how to get through those things which I've allowed myself to stop myself with. And so it's very, very powerful.
great, Glenn. Thank you. Yes, it's very personal. You get a very personal perspective. And as you said, nobody walks away with the same experience. It's from your perspective. And I guess sometimes you could have the same. But I'm real excited to let you know, Glenn, that we have Joyce on the line, and she'll be coming to us momentarily. And as you said, we're going to be talking about the Philadelphia Summit and the Memphis Summit. In 2000, we were in Philadelphia, and 2001, we were in Memphis. Before I bring on Joyce, I'd just like to share something for myself from the Philadelphia Summit. For me, was two things happened for me. One, as you know, Philadelphia is the area of the Liberty Bell and a lot of our history. And one of our members of the summit really talked about actually going to stand on the street where the Liberty Bell was and to read the Declaration of the International Black Summit, which you'll find on our summit page, blacksummit.org. And he invited us to come as a group, you know, as we were preparing to go to Philadelphia. Like, what would it be like to have many of us there, black people, standing there reading the Declaration of the International Black Summit? And that really moved me, and I wanted to be part of that. And just to really get how I'm a history maker, how I can be a history maker, how I am part of making history. It just brought up all of that and gave me something to live into for the next year and the future years that I have now. I now see myself and demonstrate myself as a history maker. And the next thing was we had entertainment there, and I got to perform as a comedian. So that was really great to be able to share my comedy with my community and have my community support me in that, you know, because I was just starting out. I started my comedy in 2000, so yeah, it was right at the beginning that I proclaimed myself as a comedian. So the summit gave me a place to actually be who I said I was. So, you know, it's just awesome what happens. And I'm going to bring on Joyce, and we'll hear some things from her. So, Joyce, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Yes,
hi,
welcome, Joyce.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hi, Glenn. Thank
welcome
you. Thank you.
It's great to have you. For those of you who don't know Joyce, Joyce has been a partner, as has Shakesha, in the International Black Youth Summit. And so we have been the adult youth facilitators, standing as the cornerstones for that youth conversation, literally from the beginning. So, you know, I want to acknowledge Shakesha. And I also want to acknowledge Joyce for being a powerful listener to the conversation and being an opening for the young people who have advanced themselves in this conversation. So that's who
and
Joyce
about
is.
Thank you, Glenn.
Say it again?
I didn't hear Clara.
Oh, I'm not sure. Clara, were you going to say something? Okay. Well, anyway, so we're here live on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we've got Ms. Joyce Jones here having this conversation. So, Joyce, going back to the Philadelphia annual summit event, do you remember anything that you'd like to speak to, recall, or bring into being for this conversation right now?
Well, I'm just looking. You know, that was 10 years ago. I mean, that's a decade. And to be honest with you, I can't remember a thing. I was like, okay, the only thing I do remember, it was close to home, which is, you know, the summit has, you know, literally taken us around the world. And I do remember how, you know, for me, just to be in the space, and a lot of times when we are, you know, going different places, especially outside of the country, there takes a lot of time, effort, and money to actually, you know, get to where we're going to hold the summit. And I just remember this year it was, I'm going to say, a little more at ease and at least, you know, managing the funds to get there and also, you know, not going through, you know, arrangements of flights and things like that. So what comes to mind to me was the ease in, you know, setting it up logistically. What I was going to do was actually look at the video from that summit so I'd have something to share, and I didn't get to it. My system's down. So all I can say is I remember the opening ceremony and the drummers, and I thought that was great. I'm just thinking, I remember the comedy hour we had. That was something different that we put in where people just got up and for Jacacia was her comedy, but it was an opportunity for people to express their passion and share it with others. And I thought that was a unique evening and something special for that particular summit.
Joyce, this is Jacacia. When you say the drummers, can you? What do you mean about the drummers? Had we not had drummers before, or what was it about drummers? Anything particular?
Not really. It's for opening ceremony, which is an event we have, which is the Thursday before our weekend begins, which is Friday morning. We have a celebration, an opportunity for people to get into relationship, invite others who may not be participating in the weekend, but who are there to, you know, meet their friends and also get a sense of what the summit's about. So it's an evening for relationship and celebration. And what we've done for many summits is the host committee will get in what I call entertainment, but in a lot of the events over the years, it's been a drumming event. And I just remember that year, I just remember having fun as I was videotaping the opening event and the drummers coming in and having the participants not just being in the audience listening to the drummers, but actually participating in the dancing. They actually invited the participants. So it was truly a celebration and full participation.
Wow, yeah, that's I can see it. I remember it. And you mentioned videotaping. So tell us a little bit about that. Was that the only summit you videotaped at, or kind of tell us more?
Well, no, it's not the only one. I actually have videotaped, and I wasn't at the very first meeting in 1991, and it wasn't at Highland Park. So my first summit was that I videotaped was in 1994. Ooh, in New Orleans was the first one, and it's kind of like Jacacia was expressing her passion for comedy. For me, it is video. I enjoy some of the opportunity to record what's in front of me, but also recreating it to share with others that can last, you know, a lifetime. I enjoy recording more than I do editing. That's the other piece of it. So no matter where we are on the planet, I made this, it's not a commitment to me, but I say who I am is the one that's going to record that part of our history that has, you know, what we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. And that's the accountability that I took on, but not like a burden, although the equipment can be heavy at times. But more like a vehicle for expressing who I am. And also my passion for recording in the moment what's happening. You know, it's moment to moment we live our lives. And a lot of times what I notice, I'll go back, if I'm looking at the recording, I'll see something I didn't see before, but it's all part of the moment. So in that moment, it's what we see and what we don't see, but I can get it all with what I have in my hand. And that is the gift that I appreciate and love to do.
Well, I personally want to take this time, and I've shared with you before, Joyce, to actually acknowledge you and thank you, because you have probably recorded, if not 18 years, 17 years of the summit all over the world. In the States, in Africa, in Jamaica, in Canada, Brazil, all the places we've been, you've been able to capture that and hold it for us. My grandson, who's 14, will be with me in Baltimore. And because of your video, I can show him those years before he was born, that he can actually see his mother at 16, his uncle at 15, you know, because you wanted to express that, to have that be an expression of who you are, that you have now locked history for us. And people have been coming on the radio show and saying we need to record things, we need to have things documented. And I want them to know and you to know, because of you and because of your expression, we're documented. We can see our history. So I just want to thank you for your generosity, your endurance, because like you say, that equipment is heavy, that you brought it every year, and you were willing to record it. And just thank you. Thank you for who you are, Joy.
Thank you. I got it, Sticky. I'm letting it in. the thing that I was looking at, there was a couple of things. First of all, I think at this last weekend, I believe it was Paul who recommended to get everything I have and put it together in some kind of I would say durable format, because when I first started, believe it or not, I recorded on VHS tape. It's huge tape. I've gone through different stages. Technology is always changing and altering, and, you know, it's in the digital age, and I started in, you know, the linear, and so there's a lot. We're doing more, you know, more, most of it's done on computers now. And now the cameras, you're not going to be using tapes. You're going to be using chips in the cameras. So, in fact, we do that now. So along with all these transformations, one of the things that he proposed is to put something together and put it all in one place on something that will, you know, be something that, you know, many grandsons can watch in the future and granddaughters. So that's a challenge. I told them I heard it, and that's something I want to take on. And it doesn't mean I have to do it myself. So I'm just looking at first of all, I'm definitely taking on the project, and now it's just really putting together who would be on the team to support me in getting it done.
Well, you can. I have my hand up. I'm one of the people. I have time. I will literally fly to you. I told you a long time ago that I wanted to come to your house and just look at the footage and things like that. So put me on the team. And also, I like just to throw it back to Glenn and ask him a couple of things. Glenn, Joy shared a lot. And as she was sharing, I could hear some distinctions of the summit. I could hear some clearings around the summit. So I just wanted to see if you could kind of capsulize some of those things that maybe you heard.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, let me do a little jig here and catch my breath on that one. There's a couple things, and see that actually speaks to what the summit is and what we're about at the International Black Summit, because it's about being spontaneous, it's about capturing what's there in the moment, and using it to forward the action. So one thing that I'm present to is the love that Joyce is for video and for the act of capturing the event on a particular media. So that's one of the things that I want to kind of underline and kind of highlight. But the other thing that I want to speak to is her ongoing commitment to having it all work. So here she was posed with the challenge of the various technologies, and somebody made a request of her. And so in making a request to Joyce to put something together, she's looking at all these different technologies, but Joyce was able to look at it and not be overwhelmed and not be shocked by it, but she had to actually kind of notice herself. So noticing is one of the distinctions that we have. So she had to kind of take it in and notice where she was about it and then what she could do about it. And then one of the things that she was able to do out of noticing was then to be able to take action. And the action was, well, you know what? I don't have to do it myself, so let me make a request. So all of that transpired in that one conversation. If you track the conversation from a request being made to, okay, well, I'm a little overwhelmed. There's a lot of work to do. How do I get it done? To, okay, well, I don't have to do it myself, and I want to get it done, and so now I need to make a request around having it happen. So that was one of the many things that I noticed as Joyce shared, and those are some of the distinctions of the International Black Summit that we can apply as a problem-solving vehicle for our life. So
right.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay.
Back to you.
Yes. I see that we have someone at 856-751. I'm going to come to you in just a minute. First of all, I just want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the International Black Summit Network, and you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show. We're here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And like I told you, I'm actually in Monday morning in Okinawa. So we're truly globally. So you can pick us up any and everywhere. But you can always get us at theblacksummit.org. by going there and scrolling down, and you're able to hear this show later on. So you can share it with friends. You can listen to our previous shows. Also, you can reach us at IBS Talk Show Black Talk Show Gmail, and you can send us emails there. And also, we have an opportunity for you to participate with us by sending us premium. that's where you actually make a donation, and we're able to be able to handle more people on the line. So you can send your donations in to IBDSTalkShow@gmail.com. Also, you can join us in the oxygen room at 218-862-6420. And the PIN number is 797-4834. And if you're still searching for a pencil, don't worry. Jerry's going to give that to us again. And I'm going to go to 856-751 now. If you'd like to make a comment or ask a question. Hi.
Yes, hello. I want to know, how many black people do you see in Okinawa a day?
Baby, you would be surprised. Once again, Okinawa is a huge place. It's an island. It's 2 hours from Japan. But it's got maybe about 8 or 9 military bases here. And you know black folks know where the military is. So if nowhere else, you see a lot on the military bases. But one of my best friends here is a gentleman who has a barbecue place. There's a lot of barbecue places here. And he's been living here over 15 years. And you think, when you walk into his restaurant that you walked into, 1960 with a black light. That's how he has it set. So you'd be surprised. So thanks for that question. Any other comment or a question that you have?
You talking about summits? Like which summit are you up to now?
Okay, we're doing the Memphis and the Philly, and so we're in our last 8 minutes, so we're going to jump on Memphis right quick and share a little bit about that so that we make sure we've covered both of them. I'm going to lead off, and then I'm going to ask Joyce anything she wants to throw in, and I'm going to come back to you and see if you got something to throw in, and then we're going to be wrapping up. So Memphis, the thing I can say about 2001 is it's the second time I had my family with me. My children started coming with me to New York Summit, and then they, I think, was in the 90s, and then they were participating with me. But in Memphis, my mother came. That was great. She came to the opening ceremony, and also my cousin, like a fourth cousin, came to the youth summit, and that was really great because I can actually see how that made an impact. She's in her maybe late 20s, early 30s, and I can see the impact of her coming to the summit when she was like 15, 16. So I just want to thank the summit, and I had like about 12 cousins come, so it was very family for me. Joyce, I'm going to ask you, anything pop up for you about Memphis?
I remember our, and I can't remember if we did it as facilitators, where we went on a tour of the area. We went to a museum, we went to was the hotel, the King was, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I remember that. I can't remember if it was where it happened, but it was during the summit time,
It was a historic walk.
Yes, and I remember it because it was like, we talked so much about it. We celebrated, I celebrated King's, birthday, and would hear a lot about the history around his life, but to actually walk the same street and just got present to the history and also, what Memphis is. Memphis, Tennessee, is more than just the name. It's very rich with the culture and also for me, who King was for the world.
Yes, yes, exactly. Okay, I'm going to go to Jerry and have him remind our guests about the oxygen room.
What is the oxygen room again now?
Yeah, share, Jerry, about the oxygen room.
We usually have the oxygen room after the show every Sunday from 9 o'clock to 9:30. And the number is 218-862-6420. The access number is 797-4834-pound. I will say it again, 218-862-6420. Access number again, 797-4834-pound.
Right, the oxygen room. More room to breathe. An hour is as long as we want to share. That's why, once again, we're inviting you to join us in Baltimore, August 6th through the 9th. Please go to blacksummit.org and go to upcoming events. Click on that on the toolbar, and you can see where to register. We would love to have you be there. Once you come to the summit, you are always part of the summit. And so you'll get to meet all of the people from 1991 on. There's most likely many people from each of those years, and you'll get to meet them during those days. The opening night, which is Thursday, is open to everyone. So if you can't make all of it or your friends can't make all of it, make sure you invite them to the Thursday night opening. And that's the website. You can learn more about that, and you can also register yourself. We're here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to go to Glenn to see if he has any closing words, and I'm going to have him close on out the show. We're at the three-minute mark. I am excited. I first want to thank Joyce for being with us and sharing about her memories and about, just bringing some things that only Joyce could bring. So we thank you for being here. And Glenn, 2 minutes. There you go.
Thank you, Jakesha. So one of the things I want to present for the Memphis event was change versus transformation. One of our senior facilitators at the time, Kenneth Young, J. Kenneth Young, was sitting at the front of the room, and his foot started tapping. And usually when his foot starts tapping like that, he's got some energy coming up through his legs. And so one of the things that we looked at is what's change? Change is doing the same thing differently. What is transformation? Transformation is doing something completely different that's not attached, that's not adjoined to how we were doing it before. Now, again, there's 100 people in the room having that conversation, hearing that conversation, and they may not communicate it the same way that I communicated it, but that was my version of what took place, change versus transformation. And so what we're inviting you to is to come have a transformational experience with other black folks around the country and around the world. So that's what the invitation is. Each and every event is that, and we invite you to that, and that's what's happening in August in Baltimore. So
join us in the oxygen room, and we can continue. Thank you, Glenn. We send our love and light out to your friends there, and just stand in the light for them around the transition, and just really remembering the full cycle of life includes everything. And just really glad that you're there with them, and that they're with us, just, letting us know about the full cycle of life, that it is a cycle. goes around and continues. And we want to thank our listeners. We want to thank Jerry for being there, for coming aboard with us a year ago as a listener. And now he will be with us in Baltimore. Joyce, you going to be with us in Baltimore?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I will be there. You can count on that.
And I'm flying in from Okinawa, Japan to be there. I'm not going to miss it. Don't you miss it. That's our closing.
Fabulous show, Shakesha, Glenn, Jerry. Awesome.
Thank you. Peace to everybody.
Thank you. Peace out.
Off to the oxygen room.
Hey.